Hi, welcome to Together Equal Diversity Made Simple, hosted by me, Sarah Ebmash.
And me, Andrew Milne.
We'll be talking to guests about their diversity journey and asking them to share their one simple tip towards making the workplace more diverse, equal and inclusive. Thank you for tuning in. I'm excited today to introduce our guest, Anna Viner, founder of I Am Remarkable, the global movement that empowers everyone, including underrepresented groups, to celebrate their achievements in the workplace and beyond, while challenging the social perception around self-promotion. Anna, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Super excited to be here.
So, Anna, before we get started, could you tell us a bit more about yourself and what it is you do?
Of course. So I'm Anna Viner. I have founded I Am Remarkable 7.5 years ago, which seems forever now. I'm also a mom of two very, very cute kids. They're 4 and 2.5. And I've lived in 4 countries in my life. I speak 3 languages fluently. And I'm very, very excited to be here to talk to you more about why it's important to talk about your accomplishments.
Tell us a bit more about I Am Remarkable. What is that all about?
So I Am Remarkable, as you mentioned before, is a global movement that empowers everyone to celebrate their achievements. And the key way that we do that is by running workshops. So we have a free 90-minute workshop that's offered to anyone and everyone in workplaces, social groups, universities, schools, you name it. And the purpose of this workshop is to really to help you dig into your life achievements, both personal and professional, and then to be able to voice them. So that's what's happening in this 90-minute workshop. We have launched, as I mentioned, in 2016. And since then, we have reached over 500,000 people in 182 countries with the help of over 4,000 facilitators. And it's all done for free and based on volunteers. And we're very, very excited about the impact of I'm Remarkable. Because for us, it's really, really important to share that it's not just about the reach. So it's not just about those 500,000 people, but actually what happened with those 500,000 people. So we know that 82% of people actually go on to practice more self-promotion after the workshop. And 78% of people support their peers to self-promote. And 1 in 2 people actually say that 3 months after the workshop, they managed to grow in their job or their career, which is incredible. And that's the stat that I'm most, most proud of.
So it's all about self-promotion. A lot of people feel very uncomfortable self-promoting, and they feel uncomfortable when other people do it around them. So I Am Remarkable is all about making self-promotion acceptable human behavior, because it is a good thing, because you're celebrating the truth. You're not showing off. And through that, you're being able to better articulate yourself and showcase you and your achievements within the workplace. So setting you better up for success. Is that right?
Correct, Sarah. When you go to Google and you search for self-promotion, you'll see that the dictionary definition of it is quite negative. But I think you don't just need to go to Google to see that. I think that for many people, when they hear the word self-promotion, they're like, cringe a bit in their seat. But we know from research that if you don't go to talk about your accomplishments, especially in the workplace, you're actually going to be lagging behind your self-promoting peers. What does that mean? That, let's say, Sarah, you and me are on the same team. Our manager has 10 direct employees. We need to remember that you can't expect your manager to know everything that you do every day of the week. It's your job and it's your responsibility to make sure that the people who actually have a say about your next promotion, about your next pay rise, about the next project you're going to get, they actually know what your accomplishments are. And I think for many of us, we go and we do the best job that we can, but we don't invest enough in actually making sure that the people that need to know about the work that we do actually know about it. It can be your manager, it can be your colleague, it can be your complementing team, or even in your day-to-day life, right? It can be your partner, it can be your family, it can be your friends. Like, think, just think, when is the last time you actually told your friends what it is that you do? Many of us are shying away from it But it's really, really important that you actually talk about the things that occupy at least 50% of your day.
I am super guilty of that.
That's kind of the harshest lesson I've learned throughout my career, is that no one's going to advocate for me unless I learn to advocate for myself. And it's caught me out on so many occasions where I thought, well, how can you not know what I'm doing? And then I realized I kind of didn't really tell anyone. I just get on with it, basically, and then expect people to give me the credit where it is due, but it's not known to give me credit. And I take it not personally, but I do think, oops, why was I not noted for that? And then, like you said, it was because I didn't say anything, the silent victim, as it were. So yeah, very, very relevant. And so, you know, thinking about what you do, why did you get into it? Like, what's led you down this path?
It's a very good question. But I wanted to say one last thing about what you just said, because I think many people are in the same place you are. And I have one very, very good tip, which is the 80-20 rule. So if you're going to take one thing from listening to this session, remember this. So 80% of the time, when you start any project, plan to have 80% of the time on doing the best work that you can. And 20% of the time, make sure that you invest in making sure that the people that need to know about what you did actually know about it. Whether it's writing that summer email, whether it's booking a slot in your next team meeting and actually talking about it, or going to your partner and telling them about it. It can be whoever it might be that need to know about it, make sure that they actually know about it. So remember, 80-20 rule.
I'm doing it. Registered. I'm going to start straight away.
Very good. Very good. So you asked me, how did it all start? So many, many years ago, 2015, December 2015, I was living in London and I attended training at Google it was offered only to women at the time. And they've asked us to write down our accomplishments on a piece of paper. And I was sitting there, struggling a lot to write my accomplishments. But then not only that, they actually asked us to stand in front of the room. It was about 12 women in the room. They've asked us to stand in front of the room and read it out loud. So again, beyond struggling a lot, standing there and reading my accomplishments, my three accomplishments that I managed to scribble on the page, I was then sitting there and listening to the other women standing and talking about their accomplishments and thinking to myself, oh my God, why are they bragging? Why do they have to talk about their accomplishments? Even though it was a closed environment, a very intimate environment, that was the exercise that we were given. This was not even a real life situation. And I got out from the room and I had really, really bad feeling inside me. Why did I have all of these negative feelings? And I talked about it with a colleague of mine in New York, and she was thinking the same thing. And she said, Anna, why don't we do a video about this exercise, the process that people go through? And I was thinking, this is a great idea. And I went to my previous director and I said, can we have a little money? We want to do this video that's going to help people break out of their shells, and it's going to help people really realize how amazing and wonderful they are. And then she said a sentence that is going to pretty much change the course of my life. And she said, Anna, if this is as important as you say it is, how are you going to bring it to every person on the planet? And that was a very meaningful moment, because that was the moment that I switched my mindset from creating a video to creating a movement. And that was the moment that the Unremarkable movement was born. And it's very amazing and exciting to see where we are today, 7 years later.
It really is. All the numbers that you've talked about earlier, it really truly is a movement, and you've had a lot of impact. So you've talked a lot about the workshops. They sound really interesting. You must have some great stories from them. Do you have any personal highlights?
Well, there are a lot of highlights. I can tell you that during the first time that I actually delivered the workshop, I was also the facilitator, but also acted as a participant, and I was reading out my personal achievement. It was so hard to put it on paper and so hard to read out loud. But it was one of the most amazing moments that helped me realize my strength. And I can share it with you now, actually. And maybe I'm gonna, I know you're hosting, but I'm gonna ask you later what makes your mom remarkable, Sarah and Andrew. So get ready. So I'll share with you my personal achievement there. And that is, I'm remarkable because I got my grandfather out of the hospital when nobody else in my family had the courage to do so. And he went on to live another year and a half at home. And I still remember to this day, the moment where I was standing there with this paper in my hands, trembling and couldn't finish the sentence as I started crying. And I think that was my personal one of the first encounters. Through the years, we have delivered over 40,000 workshops to date everywhere, really, pretty much on every corner of Earth. Not yet in Greenland. So if anyone here is listening and is an remarkable facilitator, please do run a workshop in Greenland. We want to increase the number of countries we cover. But yeah, I think one more memorable workshop that I had was in Portugal. So we delivered a workshop to 400 people in Web Summit, which is one of the largest conferences in tech. And so when it's 400 people, as you can probably imagine, it's a bit less intimate. But we offered to about 10 people to come on stage and share their accomplishments. And one of the women that came on stage, she shared that she's remarkable because her kid passed away and she managed to gather herself and decided to continue living after this horrifying accident. And she now has a baby. And the whole room went quiet, and it was probably one of the first time that she actually shared this in such a large forum. And being in this place and knowing that we build the platform that allows people to really tackle not just professional accomplishments, but real life personal accomplishments that I think for many people, when you ask them what their accomplishments are, they might not think about this as accomplishments. This is just life happening to you. But I think each one of these experiences is really showing off your strength and what is it that you're able to achieve in your life. And I think this is what I'm most proud of.
And actually, it's important to explain about the workshops, I think. So you very much, the format is that you kind of outline the importance of self-promotion, some research about how underrepresented groups particularly aren't as good at self-promotion and you know, they suffer that career lag. And then the key aim, I think you always say that self-promotion is like a muscle that you have to develop and exercise. So the key aim from a single workshop is to get everyone to sit down and think about what that one I remarkable example is for them. And then if people feel comfortable enough to talk about it. And I think, like you said, that's very empowering. And I think also, you'll know better than me, but people think that to be remarkable, you need to be a UN ambassador or something. But actually, the stories that you've just told, you know, getting a granddad out of hospital or overcoming something as awful as the death of a child. I mean, flipping heck, that shows some kind of superhuman resilience that is truly remarkable. And I think people often overlook things like that.
Exactly. So I think when we talk, especially when you think about doing workshops that are revolve around talking about our accomplishments, people immediately think about their work accomplishments, right? Their professional accomplishments. But I think the power of I'm Remarkable is that actually it forces you to think about your personal accomplishments. And when we run this workshop in companies, in teams, and actually with people who do know each other, we see that people just open up and they become better colleagues for each other and they become better friends for each other. Because even I've had numerous occasions of people that have been working together for over 10 years and find out these amazing new things about their coworkers. And it just gives you a platform to share, to focus on yourself. Because I think for many of us, the last time that somebody asked us what we're good at was fourth grade. And I think this is one of the other messages is let's try and focus on what actually makes us good. What are those 80% that makes us who we are and not just the 20% that we need to strive and improve and focus on. And I think it's, for me, it's a really good philosophy of living.
Yeah. So Sarah, what are you remarkable at then?
I was really hoping that we'd forget that bit. I think it's keeping everything together. I've got the kids, the dog, the husband.
Okay, no, I have to stop you there. So when we ask you what makes you remarkable, there are two rules. First one is you have to start with I'm remarkable because. So you have to say the words. The second rule is you cannot use the word think because it's a fact.
Okay. I am remarkable because I managed to keep everything connected and going from the kids, my husband, this stuff, work, mentoring, connecting people, being a good friend, trying to be a good daughter, maybe my weakness. Yeah, that's why I'm remarkable. What about you, Andrew?
I'm remarkable because I am adaptively chaotic as a person. I'm able to get chucked into any situation through either my choice or anybody else's choice, adapt, land on my feet and still come out the other side somehow. And that's what I've learned about myself, is that a lot of my decisions are very chaotic based. And the feedback I get from my friends is that you're good, you are an acquired taste, you're very chaotic. But when you're on sort of thing. So I think when you get my vibe, then I'm a remarkable person.
Well done, Andrew. So there are two things here that are really, really important to remember. Remember the one thing I told you before, the 80-20 rule? Great. So you've registered that. Two more things I want you to remember from this session. The first one is that it's not bragging if it's based on facts. So you know how we talked before, people think that when you talk about your accomplishments, you think you're bragging. It's not nice of you. It's not humble. So just remember, whenever you talk about facts and you back up your accomplishments by objective data, nobody can argue with that because you're just sharing the truth. So that's number one. It's not bragging if it's based on facts. And the second thing, it's what we talked before, is that accomplishments don't speak for themselves. So Andrew, as much as you're going to do the best job that you can, unless you're going to go and talk about it and make sure that the people that need to know about your accomplishments actually know about them, unfortunately, you're probably not going to get that promotion or pay rise or big project or, you know, get that next big job that you would be applying to. And not just Andrew. This is for everyone.
So Anna, would you say there's a difference between self-promotion and confidence?
So when we actually measure what's the impact of our workshop, we see that that there is a major lift for a big majority of the people, so around 80%, that actually feel more self-confident. So those two things go hand in hand. Because I feel if you don't have the self-confidence, it's going to be very hard for you to go and speak up about your accomplishments. Because you're going to be... you might be judging yourself, you might be filtering yourself, you might think, okay, what other people are going to think when I come and say this out loud. You might have had negative past experiences when you shared your accomplishments, right? It's not always a clear cut that whenever you're going to go and talk about your accomplishments, everybody's going to perceive it as an amazing, positive piece of news. And that's really the reason why we make sure that part of our goals with this movement is to change the social perception around self-promotion. right? Because you need to have also positive and accepting environment around you for this to work in a specific cultural setting, work setting, whatever it might be. So those two things are definitely go hand in hand, but we have a few kind of tips and tricks up our sleeve. And what Sarah mentioned before is that it's really self-promotion and talking about your accomplishments is a muscle and you need to train. Almost no one is born with this amazing skill of being able to stand and talk about their accomplishments. So we have homework that we actually give and you can write it down. So what you need to do is to sit down with a piece of paper or on the computer, whatever works for you, and write down your top three accomplishments from the past 3 months, 6 months, 9 months. And then we want you to stand in front of the mirror and read it out loud. Okay, so you practice with yourself first. Then you go and practice with somebody that you trust. It can be a colleague, a partner, a family member, a friend. And then you book time with your manager, mentor, or whoever your colleague, whoever is that is actually the person that needs to know about your accomplishments, and you tell them those three accomplishments and you practice and it becomes a habit. And the more you practice, the easier it becomes, because in the beginning it might feel very forced and unnatural, but after you do it a few times, it's going to become much more natural and comfortable.
That's definitely hard work. That's also definitely like a homework task. So you shall have to send that over to me and I'll give it a practice on that side, of maybe even put something on the site for our listeners to do as well. And so how are you measuring impact of I Am Remarkable?
We give a survey right after the workshop and then we follow up with people 3 months after the workshop. And the results we see are quite incredible. It's what we shared before. That we see a very big impact on the confidence of people. So 82% of people said that they increased their self-confidence. 78% of people said that they support the colleagues around them to self-promote, and that 1 in 2 people actually managed to grow in their job or their career 3 months after the workshop. And that means they either got a pay rise, they got a bigger project, they got a different role. Some of them opened their own business. And those two things, when we talked about confidence, self-promotion, we hear from a lot of people that thanks to the workshop, they actually applied to that job that they always wanted to apply to, but never had the confidence to do so, right? And if you don't try, you don't succeed. And sometimes you might not get it, but it's okay. Then you're going to try again.
I suppose the fear of rejection is still quite strong for a lot of people, right? So that's why practice makes perfect. You just got to keep on going and, you know, keep, like you said, taking it back to the muscle analogy that you mentioned earlier on. And so what would you say you're most proud of achieving on your I Am Remarkable journey?
I would say proud moments of attending those workshops and hearing people open up. And I think that's, to me, still to this day, is really the reason why I'm Remarkable keeps going. But beyond that, seeing an idea coming to life as a global movement that helps and empowers hundreds of thousands of people have been just incredible. And I'm very, very proud of that.
Brilliant. And so finally, if anyone would like to find out more information about I Am Remarkable, where should they go to?
Super easy. You go in Google and you search I Am Remarkable and you click the I Am Remarkable website and you find all the information you need there. So very, very easy to join. You can also find lots of information on social networks. So if you just look for hashtag I Am Remarkable and you can find it there.
Brilliant. Thank you. Anna, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you today. Thank you so much for your time. And thank you, listeners. Make sure you tune in to our next episode of Together Equal, Diversity Made Simple.